We'll talk about the passage of Endangered Species Act of 1973 and how it was a pivotal moment in conservation history. Researchers and legal authorities have since called it the most comprehensive piece of legislation aimed at preserving jeopardized species in the world. Despite the Act's successes, threats to the natural world remain ongoing. Now, there's a bipartisan bill in Congress that would significantly accelerate conservation efforts nationwide. WGLT's Lindsay Jones takes a look at the proposed Restoring America's Wildlife Act and what it would mean for the state of Illinois.
According to the National Wildlife Foundation, about a third of all wildlife species in the U.S. are at a heightened risk of extinction, and conservationists estimate there are more than 12,000 species altogether in need of greater conservation efforts. As it's written, the Endangered Species Act directs its protective efforts to those species that are on the brink of total extinction. But as environmental advocates say, beyond those that are the most endangered, there are many more that continue to decline in population, like the monarch butterfly, the alligator snapping turtle, and bat populations that have been decimated by illnesses. Here's John Rogner, the assistant director of the Illinois Department of Natural Resources.
A lot of these are things that people don't regularly take note of, but they're out there on the landscape, and they're part of the land, and it's our responsibility to take care of them.
Rogner is one of many environmental leaders across the state and country who say they're waiting anxiously to see if this Congress will pass the largest piece of conservation legislation in nearly half a century.
This is truly unprecedented, and we tend to call it a game changer for us here at Illinois DNR.
The proposed act is called the Restoring America's Wildlife Act. Unlike many pieces of legislation, this one actually has bipartisan support, with sponsors and supporters coming from both sides of the aisle. RAWA, as it's termed, would provide $1.4 billion in federal funding each year to help restore wildlife across the country. Rogner says right now, the majority of state-led conservation efforts are funded through the sales of licenses during hunting and fishing season. That includes in Illinois.
It's largely the state's sportsmen and sportswomen, through acquiring hunting and fishing licenses and stamps and so forth. They've been carrying the freight for us, so to speak.
But there's a need for more, especially as the number of regular hunters or fishers has declined overall in the U.S., according to experts. That's where RAWA comes in. Here's Ashley Maybanks of the Illinois chapter of the Nature Conservancy, a nonprofit organization that works closely with IDNR.
While that funding model has worked really well for a long time, we are currently experiencing a really rapid rate of biodiversity loss, and so we feel that this funding would add additional resources to those species that are more at risk, so endangered and threatened species.
If RAWA were to pass, each state and tribal nation in the country would receive an annual appropriation that supplements the revenue it takes in from things like license sales. Here's IDNR's Rogner again.
We would receive about $24 to $25 million in new funds on an annual basis. This would be every year.
Illinois Environmental Council Outreach Director Lindsay Keeney says that organization, too, is eager for the bill to pass. Keeney says the multi-million dollar allocation to the state has the chance to undo the effects of years of underfunding state agencies, including IDNR.
Our agencies have sort of just clawed their way out of that hole. Budget deficits, low staffing capacity, and they're building that staffing back up to baseline. They have been well below baseline for the last 10 years.
Additional funding would be a good thing, but Keeney says it will also present its own challenges.
Implementing such a huge opportunity is going to be a big challenge, and it's going to require a lot of coordination between varying levels of policymakers and decision makers.
The Illinois Department of Natural Resources would likely need its own additional workers, Assistant John Rogner says. And because the agency does contract out some services, it would also need a bigger pool to pull workers from. In other words, RAWA could be a job creator.
You know, when we talk about restoring habitat, when we talk about managing habitat, that takes people to do that. To some extent, that would be within DNR, but we use a lot of contractors to do that kind of work, too.
Aside from the job creation aspect, advocates say this work matters for everyone, regardless of whether you get outdoors much or not. Here's National Wildlife Foundation CEO Colin O'Mara.
Places that have healthier wetlands or restored prairies have less flooding, or because you have, you know, more kind of natural sponges to both slow down the velocity and also reduce the volume of water that's, you know, flooding during these flash flooding events.
O'Mara says if RAWA does get to the finish line, it would surpass the 1973 Endangered Species Act as the largest legislative conservation effort ever passed.
In some ways, it's been almost 50 years in the making. There was a big debate back in the 1970s when the Endangered Species Act was being written about having more funding to bring back species, and it didn't end up making the final bill. And so, you know, we kind of got 3 weeks to make progress on something that's been, you know, over a half century of effort to try to get to this point.
O'Mara says of the legislators backing this effort, Illinois U.S. Senator Tammy Duckworth was, quote, hugely helpful. The bill still awaits a vote in the Senate. It previously passed the House. I'm Lindsay Jones.
This Congress has until January 3rd to pass the Restoring America's Wildlife Act. Otherwise, it will be left up to a new divided Congress to take it up again. While Washington may be divided in its support for the bill, the public seems to overwhelmingly support RAWA among Democrats, Republicans, and Independents.